Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Victorious Living. This is your host, Minister Janice. It's just a good day to be here. It's just a good day. Yeah, we just thank God for all His blessings. Blessings that we see, blessings that we really don't understand. But they're ever present. They're ever present. Even in spite of, He's still blessing us. Yeah. Sometimes we can't see, we can't understand. There is a blessing in there. There's a blessing. Yeah. Again, we welcome you and we thank you for coming and listening in. Yeah, your presence is very important. Have I not commanded you to be strong and courageous? Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. Yes, yes. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come thanking you, God, for this day. Thanking you, God, for allowing us to be present, God. Thanking you, Lord, for watching over us, God. Thank you, God, for keeping us, Master. Thank you, Lord, for all your blessings, God, that you continually shower up on us. We are your people, God. And we thank you, God. We thank you now for your many blessings that are still yet to come. We thank you. Yes, we thank you. And we just want to say hallelujah to you, Lord. Hallelujah to the Most High God. And we will continue to give you praise. We will continue to exalt you no matter what's going on. In the name of Jesus. You are the Christ. And we say hallelujah. Amen, amen. We thank God. We are just grateful. Yes, we are, for the many blessings that He continued to shower upon us. Yeah, it's a lot of blessings. Even though it looked like the blessings are far away, the blessings are really quite near, very near to us. Yes, we just thank Him. We thank Him for you, and we thank Him for you. Yes. Now we know that we have been talking about leadership, and we know that on the third Wednesday, we talk to the next generation. Yeah, we talk to our youth, we talk to our young folks, we talk to those who are our teens, but yet they're grown. Am I talking to anyone? Yes. Oh, we think we're grown. Yes. Well, I'm talking to you. Talking to you this day. Yeah. Talking to you. Yeah. We just pray for those that are in Italy. Yeah. We pray for the United States. We pray for all the countries that are in need right now, that are in dire need. Oh, God, we ask God to continue to help us. Help us. And we know He said that all we had to do was call on Him and He would come. He would show up. This is what He promised. This is what He said to us. And this is what we believe. This is what we stand on. We stand on it. Mm-hmm. And we proclaim it. Yeah, we are able to proclaim it because it's in our heart. It has been plastered in our heart. The word of God, the words that He's given us. Yeah, no one can take those words from us. It's in our heart. So let us go quickly to our lesson. Yeah, as we continue to talk about leadership, we want to just talk about the next generation in leadership. Yeah, the next generation. Because you have the ability to lead. Yes, you do. You have the ability to lead. Because God God has given you everything that you need. Yeah, he just has to, he's going to fine-tune you. He's going to fine-tune you. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. He will fine-tune you and get you ready. Get you ready. The next generation. We just thank God for you. We thank God for you. Yes, we do. Yeah, what a mighty God. What a mighty God. Many times we don't understand. We trying to figure things out. We trying to see where he went or what he did. He didn't already came. He's gone. He came quietly and he moved quickly. Yes, that's our God. And that's what he does. Yeah. So we're going to go right on into the lesson as we talk about the youth in leadership. Yeah, youth in leadership. Yes, yes. So let's just think about that for a minute. Yeah, you who are young and you're in leadership. We all started at some point. We all started somewhere learning how to be leaders. So why do we need leaders? Could it be because some of us prefer to follow? Yeah. Many of us love to have a king, a emperor, a queen, a director, a pastor. Could it be we don't really like to appear? We don't like to appear too far from our comfort zone. We like to stay in these little zone areas. We just don't want to step out of the comfort zone. We want to just stay right over here in an area that we're familiar with. We're familiar with this particular area. Yeah, we're familiar with this content here. This is something that we really like, so we like to just dwell right here. Then on the other side, we have some folks who lead but really don't know how. They were never taught. They were never told to lead, and they begin to lead on their own. Have we seen those? Yeah, leadership. Leadership is what we're talking about. Yeah, really, really. They weren't told. They weren't told to lead. They weren't even taught. God never said for them to take the podium. He never said that. He never said that he would give his people ears to hear these people. He never said it. But we see they are leaders. They're out there. Yeah, they're not afraid. Loud, very loud, boisterous. Yeah, we see them. We see them even to this day. Yeah. Do we see a little of both? Yes, we do. We see those who are in leadership who are very shy and timid, and we also see those who are in leadership who are not called, and they just lead every direction that is possible. We see that. Yes, we see it. We want to, again, thank you. Thank you for these questions that you sent in. Yeah, you sent in some questions, and we're going to just quickly answer some of these questions this day. We're talking about leaders. And one of the questions was, as a leader, should we follow our peers when we know they're wrong? Now, we're talking to the next generation. And we're asking here, when I know that my peer is wrong, when I know she's doing the wrong thing, should I continue to follow this or should I, what should I do? Well, the answer to that question was, no, you are a leader and not a follower. So you don't follow any and everything. You're special. You're set aside. You're different. You have a voice. And God is going to train you to use it. Yeah. Yeah, you are a leader. Yeah. You will have the leadership ability. Yes. Two. Second question was, as a leader, how should I make the right choices? Okay, goes back to one. If you are a leader, how do I go about making the right choices? What do I do? Well, the first thing is praying. Praying is moving things. It's praying. Praying move things. Yeah. When we pray, things are poured out. They're poured out to us. As we listen and we learned and we are taught how to make the right choices. It's all through prayer. Prayer is our connection where we can talk to God and he can talk back to us and he can teach us on a spiritual plane to do is learn to listen. He's there. He said it. He said he would never leave us, nor would he forsake us. He said that he would leave the comforter to lead and guide us. So here we are. Even you, next generation, even you who are young, even you who think this can't be for you, it is for you. Third question. With this virus, looking at the world, should we be concerned? Oh, yes. Listen to that. Should we be concerned? Should we be out there on the beach in Florida? Should we be engaging in activities, meeting people, going to malls? Should we do these things? Should we be concerned? Sure, you should be concerned, but not concerned to the point of fear. Mind you, why is that? God has not given us. He hasn't given us the spirit of fear. This is found in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. He has not given us a spirit of being intimidated, of being frightened. This is not God. This is not who he is. But he has given us power. He's given you power. You have it too. And he's given you love, and he's given you a mind that is sound, is solid. Are you listening to me? And he shapes you and he molds you in a good place. Huh? Yeah. So fear is not a part of him. And so if you are a part of him, well, fear has no place in you. Am I making that plain? Am I making that plain? Next generation, am I making that plain? Yeah, we watch, we listen, and we stay focused. Yeah. We use the guidance that only comes through the Holy Spirit that God has given us, that Jesus told us that he was going to leave. And that when he left, it was going to come in the place of him. And it's here. All we have to do is grab hold. Grab hold to this. Yeah. Let's look at 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 2. Yeah. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 2. And it says here, Paul meets Timothy and calls him my true son in the faith. Why? What special choice of words? Listen at that. My true son. We cannot call too many youths today son. And why is that? Could it be that we feel bigger than the word son? Could it be that the word son makes us feel belittled? Because we really don't understand, huh? The connection to the word son. The goodness that surrounds son. Yeah, the wholesomeness that's really in the word son. Could it be? He was probably no older than Timothy was in his early teens. Early teens, late teens, or close to 20 when he was called son. And it didn't bother him. He appreciated it because he felt the connection. He felt the love that was in the word son, knowing that there was a sonship that was behind that. It was a leader. Yeah. So Timothy joined Paul when he had already distinguished himself as a faithful one in the elders. And the elders had noticed it. The elders could see that Timothy was different, that Timothy was special. Yeah. A good example of making the right choices was learning who to follow and how to do it. Who to follow? You can't follow everybody. Because sometimes you follow someone and you may wind up in the wrong place. Yeah, next generation. Yeah, young leaders can make a difference in our world today. Look at Gretchen Thunberg, yeah, who stood up. She stood up very mightily with a mouth that was wide on global warming. She stood up. Yeah. She had a voice, and she did not today can make a difference. Yeah, we can make a difference. 2 Kings chapter 21 and 1, Manasseh. He was 12 years old when he became king. 12 years old, 12. 12 years old. He wasn't even a teen. He was 12. Now, thinking of the responsibility of this form of leadership. Think about the responsibility. If you become king, king means you have a nation. You are over a lot of people, and they all aren't kids. Think about that. At 12 years old. Yeah. Yeah. He reigned in Jerusalem for years, but he started off as a child at 12. Yeah. Look at Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 6 through 7. It says, all sovereign Lord, I say it. I do not know how to speak. I am only a child. Jeremiah. Huh? Listen to this. Does this sound familiar? Ever used these words before? You ever thought of that? That I'm just a child. I can't do that. Have you ever felt that way? Huh? Verse 7 tells us this. But the Lord said to me, do not say that I am only a child. Glory to God. You must go to everyone that I send you to and say whatever I command you to. Now, God is not going to give you nothing that you can't do. He's not going to give you nothing that's too hard for you to accomplish. Why? Because he is ever present with you. Next generation, I want you to understand this. There's no excuses. No excuses. Age does not matter in the kingdom of God. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Age does not matter. Not in God's kingdom. It may matter in the world. The world may see you as a child. The world may vision you as a girl. The world may look at you and say that you're mediocre. You can't. You have no ability. The world may say that. But not God. Not our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Huh? Because whoever he sends, huh? He equips you. He will equip you. Glory to God. Age is just a number. It's just a number to God, just a number. He uses the old as well as the young. Yeah, next generation. In Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1, it says, remember also your creator in the days of your youth, before the evil days come and the years draw near, of which you will say, listen to this, I have no pleasure in them. So when you're young, when you're youthful, when you can think, you have great clarity, you have great ideas, this is when you should focus, put all your energy into learning who is God, who is Jesus, what connection, what fellowship do they have one another, how come he loves me? How do he get to know me? These should be your questions in your youth. Ooh, glory to God. Yeah, these should be your questions. Huh? Yes. And so that way, when you have questions like that, you should learn to sit in a Bible study, in a group where you're taught the word. You're taught about the fellowship. You're taught about relationships. You're taught about having prayer time. Yeah, you're taught about love. You're taught about humility. You're taught about how to have concern from one another. Glory to God. You're taught about him. Taught about what he has in store for you, for your life. Where is your destiny? Where do you fit in this puzzle? Where are you? Where do you go? Hallelujah. Huh? And what is your task? Yeah, this is what you should be about in your youth, when you're young. Yeah, this is how you should even study the word. You should always study to see where you are in here, where you are in these pages. Am I in here? Where am I? Next generation. Ah, yeah. God, He loves you. He loves you. And He is in every page of the Word of God. He loves you. I want you to understand that. Yeah. Huh? It's not just a temporary love. It's not just a love that happened in the Old Testament. That love started in the Old Testament, and it's over here in the New Testament. It was at the beginning, and it certainly is at the end. Glory to God. The love that He has for us. Yes. Micah chapter 6 and verse 8, it says, He has told you, He says, oh man, what is good and what does the Lord require of you? But to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God. Now think about that. That's all you got to do. Oh yeah. And you see, when you start doing it when you're young, when you're in your youth, it becomes so easy. It becomes just a thing for you. It's just a routine. It's just, you have learned it. It's natural. It becomes a part of your DNA. And you can be used by God in so many ways in your youth. Yeah, in your youth. Next generation, we're talking to you. We're talking to you. Micah. Micah speaks to God's people when he tells them about what is good and what justice should be displayed. To love, kindness, and to walk in humility. Yeah. The characteristics, the traits that you are to have in your youth. I can remember in my youth, I was in the choir. I was singing. I was always in the choir. We always went to Sunday school. Sunday school was, if we didn't go to church, we were in Sunday school. Why? Because Sunday school taught us. Glory to God. In the group of Sunday school, we learned who Jesus was. We learned what He did for us. We learned what kind of relationship He had with His Father. We learned that. And as we grew older, in the services, we would understand. Are you listening to me? We were able to understand more word, more biblical stories, because we started in our youth. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Having a relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ at an early age is so important. Yeah, it is so important. Because when you start off at an early age, it becomes so natural. You travel, you go to a different city, you go to a different country, you're looking for that place. Huh? You're looking for it. You may not know where it is, but you're looking to want to know, where is the church? Is there a church here? Or what denomination is that? Oh, what, where can I go for worship? Hello? Yeah, it becomes so natural that you can't shake it off. And it definitely won't shake you off. No, He won't. He won't leave you. He said He would never do that. And so in your youth, in your quiet time, you have the power, you have the ability to learn more about Jesus, to learn more about His Father. You have that power. You have that time. You don't have time. Yeah. You may think that the world is just designed on playing games, calling people on the phone and talking, and just having shopping time and just really disengaging with your friends. But there is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Are you listening to me? His name is Jesus. And he desires to have time with you. He desires for you to spend time with him. Yes. Now, last but not least. Yeah. 1 Samuel 17 and verse 33. I want you to remember this. I want you to remember this out of this lesson. This is the story here where David, who was a shepherd boy, yeah, we don't have shepherd boys in the United States that I know of. Let me say that I know of. But here, a shepherd boy was someone that was very special, and he had to be trained because he had to have a relationship with the sheep. David learned how to be a shepherd boy. And so in his learning how to be a shepherd boy, he had to learn how to protect the sheep. He had to learn how to watch over the sheep so no one, no thing, no anything would come and attack the sheep. Are you listening to me? So David had the opportunity to fight off bears. He had the opportunity to fight off lions. He had the opportunity to go against Goliath. But there was one thing that was so special about David and having the ability to do all of these things that I just named. It was that David took time to know God. Listen to what I'm saying. He took time to know God. And in his time that he took to know God, when he needed God the most, when he needed God to show him how to fight off the bear, how to fight off the lion, how to go up against Goliath, David had that relationship. He had that openness. He had that relationship with God where God taught him what to do. Taught him how to strategize, taught him that he could do it. He was encouraged by the fellowship that he had with God. And I want you to remember that, because you too can have the same relationship. Yeah, as David fought off the Philistine, he fought him and he killed him. All because he had a relationship with God. Are you listening to what I'm saying? We can do nothing without God. And it's good when you learn that at an early age. Yes, at an early age. When everybody's out playing, everybody's going to the movies, everybody's doing this, going to party, you who are the next generation, yeah, should take some quality time and with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And learn more about him. Let us pray. Thank you, God. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your listeners. We will be careful to give you all praise. All honor belongs to you. And we thank you in advance in Jesus' holy name. We look forward to having you back here with us on next week. And, of course, with us on Sunday evenings with God Favorite Ministries. Yes, what a mighty God. Huh? I can do all things. I can do all things through Christ. Because he gives me what? He gives me strength. Strength. When I feel weak, he is strong. Huh? I am weak. He is strong. Yeah, when I feel like I can't go any more, he will carry me. Yeah. Get to know him. Next generation. Amen. Amen.